Well, that was a good way to get the show started. You are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I am your host, Anita B. And that right there is Plumtree, and that is from their 97 album, Predicts the Future. There you go. Go. And we are going. So anyways, it's a beautiful fall night out. We're getting to those darker evenings of the year. Dark, you know what I'm saying. It's getting darker as time is not wearing on, if that makes any sense. So it's only 6:33 and it's almost dark, completely out. That's okay. It's the indoor season, indoor living, if you know what I mean. And Halloween is 1 week away. So uno week, whatever in Spanish. Uno, I attempted something in Spanish. Uno week. There you go. Yeah. And already I'm starting to see a whole bunch of horror movies start to pop up on stations like, oh, I don't know, AMC and all that kind of stuff. And I was watching this horrible one just last night, and it was so bad I had to watch it. It was like, you know, a bad car accident. You're like, oh, you're riveted. So it was so bad. And then, and this is a horror movie I've never seen. And then it hit me. Oh, I know what this is. It was that movie. Oh, God. Where the guy has all the pins in his face. How can I? Something. Hellraiser? Hellraiser, that's right. So he's got all the pins in his face, and all these people are just creepy. Like, the special effects on those characters are so good. But then this, but then the acting and other parts are so bad. So Hellraiser, yeah. I don't know if I missed much, really, by not seeing that one first time around. But there you go. Okay, so we have some Canadian music, and that is why I'm here. So from 6:30 until 8 every Wednesday, except for the first Wednesday of each month, you get me and Canadian music. So let's move on then and listen to, yeah, I've been jonesing for these guys for a little while. The Battles. We're going to hear something from The Battles. This is from the famous Good Jacket Vancouver Special compilation. It features 24 Vancouver bands. It was released back in 2000 on Mint Records. Yeah. And one of my favorite songs off this comp is The Battles' song Lycanthropy. Lycanthropy? I'm not sure exactly. You know what? I'm going to have to look that word up because I don't know what the definition is. I need to. See, I'm actually a teacher too. So I always tell my students, if you don't know what the word means, look it up. So maybe that's what my own little assignment is going to be while this song goes on. So maybe I'll have much better sort of insight into the song. All right. The spelling is Lycanthropy. I think these guys are little brainiacs, maybe. Little on the intelligence side. Either that or they're just posers. I don't know. Here we go. This is The Battles from the Vancouver Special compilation on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, Goodwood, I got the photos today. And it shows, and it shows. Thank you.
Miss Lefebvre, it's me, Baby Fritz, and I love you.
All right, that right there was Mao. Back in 96, they released this album. It's The Unforgiving Sounds of Mao. It's a Mint Records release, and we heard the song Ms. Lefebvre. That would happen to be Nico Case, who sang that song. Very cool. And as you know, Nico Case, she's big time. Mao were a three-piece girl band who were kind of sort of just making it, you know, just making it, which was cool. And Nico kept up that continuum. She extrapolated into the future. All right. Before that, we heard Superconductor, another Vancouver band. I think there were 7 or 8 of them. Oh, no. Yeah, something like that. And there were like 4 guitar players. No, 5, I think. 5 guitar players, 2 bass players. I don't know. I think only 1 drummer. Anyways, that was Superconductor from 93. For Kelly Freyas is a song from Hit Songs from Girls. Oh, Hit Songs for Girls. Before that, we heard The Battles with their song Lycanthropy from the Vancouver Special compilation. And so, for the record, I'm reporting back. This is what lycanthropy means. Okay, interesting. I did not know this, and I never would have known it. Okay, definitions of lycanthropy. It's a folklore word, I guess. The magical ability of a person to assume the characteristics of a wolf. In folklore, lycanthropy is the ability or power of a human being to undergo transformation into a wolf. The term comes from Greek, lycanthropos. Interesting. And anthropos is, as you know, anthropology, man, the study of man. Okay. Oh, there's more information. Oh, interesting. Okay, lycanthropy is a British motion picture written and directed by Kevin McDonough. McDonough, yeah. Co-written by Natalie Gorton and David Beaumont. Oh, it is currently in post-production and is expected for release in 2007. It is a detective story set in the modern day. Well, anyways, huh. Lycanthropy is the first studio album by singer-songwriter Patrick Wolf. I'm getting deeper. I'm digging deeper. And was recorded over the 8 years between 94 and 2002. Aha! It was critically acclaimed at the time of its release, as was his next album, Wind in the Wires. Well, Patrick Wolf, maybe that's more, who knows. All right. You are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I am your host, Anita B. We are going to move on and hear some more Canadian music. Let's listen to... Oh, yeah, what do I have here queued up? Okay, we're going to listen to some Broken Social Scene. They have a new album out, and it is entitled Broken Social Scene Presents Kevin Drew Spirit If. What's up with that title? I don't get it. So, Broken Social Scene Presents : Kevin Drew Spirit If... ... Okay. There you go. Anyways, I think it's good. Now, I know we've listened to this in the past, so we are going to hear the song. Let me make sure I've got the right one queued up. Yes. Okay, so the song we are going to hear is... So, number 3. Oh, wait a second here. There is a problem with the CD player here. Play mode. Single. And we need to... Okay, hold on. 1 second. All right. Okay, let's listen to song 7. All right, and so song 7 is... Frightening Lives. So I just had a little problem there. No? 1, 2, 3, 4. 6, 7. No, sorry. Gang Bang Suicide sounds like fun. So this right here is Gang Bang Suicide from Broken Social Scene. And you're listening to All This Wonderfulness on CITR 101.9 FM.
1, 2. Love what you are, then you know. Take the love.
That right there was Pluto. That would be Pluto from the Mint Records compilation, which is called the CBC Radio 3 Sessions. That was released just last year. Yeah, it features 15 songs, and Pluto's on it with their song Failure. And that one was recorded, good golly, back for Nightlines in October of 94. Imagine that. All right. Okay, and then before that, we heard The Transmitters. Now, The Transmitters are a band from Vancouver. I don't know, like five guys. There's a couple members of the Smugglers, ex-smugglers in there. You've got, well, I know one is an ex-smuggler. One is probably a quasi-going-on-strong smuggler. Whatever. And I think the Smugglers are in a hiatus. I don't think they officially broke up. They're just kind of quiet right now. But anyways, back to The Transmitters, right? Yeah, the song we heard was Something's Going On. And, oh, and The Transmitters are playing soon, too. But let me tell you, first of all, that I heard that we played Broken Social Scene, their song Gang Bang Suicide. And, the name of their album is Broken Social Scene Presents Kevin Drew Spirit If. All right. Okay, so back to The Transmitters. So, by the way, here... Not by the way, this is all about the way. This is a huge deal here at CITR, and it should be for you too. It is for me. So it's Nardwar's radio show is celebrating its 20th year anniversary. Can you believe that? 20 years of the human serviette. And here at CITR, and actually right here in the sub building, which is where we are housed, the station here, on Friday, November the 2nd, that would be, what, 2 days after Halloween? Everything is demarcated to me by Halloween, okay? So that would be Friday, the 2nd of November. We've got a huge show, and it's the Evaporators with the Transmitters, the Pack, and Kid Cordine. It's in the UBC sub ballroom, and tickets are free. Yes, I'm not making this up. Tickets are free. So the best way to approach getting these tickets is to go... Ooh, let's see if it still says it on the website. If you go to the CITR website... Okay, hold on 1 second here. No. Yeah, the CITR website has information as to how to get these free tickets. There's either a number you can call or... I think there's a number you can call. But it's on CITR.ca, so check it out. And I think you need to come to the station to pick up the tickets. And that's the deal with that. So... Wow, what a good time. It will be a good time. It's going to be a good time to be had by all. There you go. Anyways, Val is here in the station. How exciting. So we had some nice little conversations about... Wow, I talked to her for like a good maybe 5 minutes about ethics, morality, preemie babies versus FAS. And good golly, we touched on all kinds of topics. That was very, very intelligent of us, wasn't it? Deep conversations. Anyways, okay, so I am Anita B, and I happen to be the host of the show, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And on the show, Canadian music is heard. So that's the deal. All right, so I got my bag of tricks here. I was talking with Val, so I'm a little bit behind the draw, but that's okay. And I'm looking at my music and I'm going, I think we can hear some. How about, oh, it went in doubt. I should just always play some Thrush Hermit. Yes. Thrush Hermit. It's always good. Always good call. So let's hear some Thrush Hermit from, well, we got either Clayton Park or Sweet Homewrecker. Which one do we want to hear? Well, I'm thinking let's hear a little Clayton Park. This is their album that they released back in 98 on Sonic Onion. And I love the song. Well, Oh My Soul is good too. Let's listen to Oh My Soul. Okay. Thrush Hermit, of course, are no longer. But from the remnants, from the ashes of them, you do have the Joel Plaskett and his friends. I don't know. Anyways, but sadly enough, the CD is no longer easily reachable by me. I'd have to go down the hall to the little CD library, which sometimes is a big old hassle. But that's okay. He's good. It's okay. We're going to hear, Oh My Soul. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Song 8. All right. Okay. You are, of course, listening to the station that broadcasts from the campus of UBC. That would be CITR. And here's some Thrush Hermit. And what else do I need to tell you? It is 7:09. Oh, and I do know the forecast for tomorrow. It is supposed to not rain. And it is supposed to be a high of 10. And for all you Americans out there, that would be 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Here's some Thrush Hermit.
Yeah. sick of a hand with a mind of his own? Are you tired of staff with their own seats sewn? You've had it with back talk and this bad attitude. All those threats to walk, how could they be so rude? Look no further, I'm desperate labor. I'm on sale,
I'm cheap.
I'll bend over backwards and work 60 hours a week.
How sweet.
At this rate I'm a steal, so let's make a deal.
No cheap.
I'm on sale, don't you know? I've gone crazy, everything must go. Are you tired of partners with minds of their own? Are you sick of the men with egos overgrown? With back talk and this bad attitude, all those threats to walk, how could they be so rude? Look no further, I'm a desperate lover. I'm on sale,
I'm hot.
I'm jumping off the shelves and I know you love to shop.
Why not?
I'm last year's model reduced.
Hold stop.
At this rate I'm a steal, so let's make a deal.
Let's
don't you know, I've gone crazy, everything must go.
Okay, that right there is music for Map Makers. And that song you could find on a compilation, which is entitled Serpent Gasoline Volume 2. It's from a label out of Montreal called Grenadine Records. And the song was called Steph and Andy. There you go. Before that, we heard something from a local boys, The Doers. We heard the song I'm on Sale, which is actually quite funny. yeah, I think who sings that song? Let me just take a little look here. I'm thinking that one would be a Barry song. That's my guess. Some pretty good lyrics there. And then before that, we heard Thrush Hermit with the song Oh My Soul from their 98 album, Clayton Park. That is right. So CITR is the station you're listening to. That's 101.9 FM. And my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So I'm here from 6:30 until 8 every Wednesday night, except for the first one. And Canadian music is what I play. So you're wondering, hey, well, what goes on the first Wednesday of each month? Let me tell you, it would happen to be Miko. That's Miko Hoffman and her show, which is called And Sometimes Why. And it's really good. So you need to be here every Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. So, by the way, next Wednesday is Halloween. And that's technically my slot. However, not going to be here because I'm going to be doing some Halloween stuff. In my place will be Darren. Darren's a really cool guy. He does his own show, which is called Stereoscopic Readout. That's right. I think that's it. Stereoscopic Readout. Readout. But he spells it R-E-D-O-U-B-T. That's right. He's a clever one. So he will be here next week. Thank you, Darren, for doing that. Very cool. And yeah, so listen to him and his music. And he can play whatever he wants. Hopefully it's going to be spooky stuff. I hope. I hope, I hope, I hope. So anyways, yeah. What else do I need to say? Except that, I got some stuff from the vault. I did. I made the little trip down to the end of the hall. Had to leave a locked door, go through it. Because I haven't listened to the D'Urbervilles in a long time, and I really love them. So this is a band. I do believe they're from Guelph. And I don't know much about them, except that they released this EP about a year and a half ago. Yeah, about that. And we got one here at the station, and there's no artwork at all. It's on, like, foolscap lined paper, literally, printed out. Yeah, and it's awesome. So the song I like to play is called Shout It Out, and that's what we're going to hear right now. And, and what else did I go down and pick up? Picked up some old Jail. I picked up some newer Arcade Fire. So, yeah, so we're going to be listening to that. And, so here we go. This is the D'Urbervilles. And it seems to me that this mic is coming in and out. This is really odd. Whatever. Wow, it seems like either that or it's my headphones are weird. So I'm having some issues. That's okay. Okay, so this right here is the D'Urbervilles, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
unexpected noise between us has got me wondering what's right. Will this difference that no one can control turn our hearts against our minds?
CITR would like to thank all who participated and donated to our station during the second annual funding drive. As a result, station improvements will be possible, and we are now safe from... If you have not yet been able to donate or pick up your gifts for donating, you can still do so either by logging onto our website at www.citr.ca, giving us a ring at 604-822-8648, or even dropping into our station located on the second floor of the Student Union Building at UBC. Growth is important to us, and your kindly donations are making that possible. Rock with us and rock on.
Okay, hello, I'm Tim, again, Stereolab, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Some time.
your voice. Now who here among us still believes in choice? Not I.
That right there is Arcade Fire, and that album that we heard the song from is Neon Bible, and I'm trying to see if I could find the year that it was released. It's fairly new, this album, so I'd say a year old at the most, maybe 8 or 9 months. Anyways, so the song that we heard was called Ocean of Noise, and before that we heard the song from Jail, Not Happy, from their album Dream Cake from, oh, I don't know, like, I don't know, 94? Is that right? Let me take a look here. 94-ish on Sub Pop. Yeah, that was the whole Halifax sort of pop explosion deal when Seattle had been sort of the big deal, right? Remember Seattle and the whole grunge thing and Sub Pop and sort of the late 80s, early 90s. And then Seattle decided to, I guess, Seattle and Sub Pop decided to sort of crown Halifax as the next big local music scene. And it was from, I'd say about 93, 90, yeah, about 92, 93 till about 97 at the latest. And not much has been going on. I mean, there's probably lots of stuff going on, but not to the hype that there was back then. So that was Jail. Jail was one of those bands. J-A-L-E is an acronym that stood for Jennifer, Allison, Laura, and Eve. And anyways, before Jail, we heard the D'Urbervilles, a Guelph band, with their song Shout It Out. And the name of the album is just self-titled. So I just realized I made a mistake here on the computer. Anyways, yeah. So coming up, though, in 17 minutes is Val and her show. So Val Cormier. And her show is Folk Oasis. So she's here from 8 until 10. And then from 10 until 11, we have Julia and her Juicebox show, which is all about sex. So you need to stick around and listen to that. Yeah, so there you go. Let's move on with some more Canadian music. Oh, but in case you're curious, this show is called Sam Squanch's Hardaway, and I am Anita B. And I won't be here next week because I'll be doing some Halloween stuff, in particular trick-or-treating. Yes, I do have a little one that goes trick-or-treating. Woohoo! Yay for mama. That's one of the beautiful things about having a kid is you get to kind of relive all that stuff. So my kid gets to collect the candy, and then I eat it. So not bad. Anyway, so I'm going to play us something here from Raising the Fawn. And they are a band who are from Toronto, I'm almost sure. If not Toronto, very close to around Toronto. The Golden Horseshoe, if you will. But this album is called Sleight of Hand. And this is Raising the Fawn. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Courtney, can I get an interview with you?
No, I hate your guts, Nardwar. You're such an idiot. Why would I give you an interview? You're an idiot. Why would I give you a f***ing interview? Get what?
CITR 101.9 FM presents Nardwar the Human Serviette Radio Show. 20-hour, 20-year anniversary interview marathon. 9 p.m. Thursday, November 1st, on to 5 p.m. Friday, November 2nd.
Nardwar will be celebrating the 20th anniversary of his radio show on CITR with a 20-hour live-on-air Nardwar interview marathon, starting at 9 p.m. on Thursday, November 1st, and ending at 5 p.m. on Friday, November 2nd.
Interviews to be aired during the 24-hour marathon include
Robert Anton Wilson, Ron Jeremy,
James Brown,
John Chris
Sloan, Angela Robinson,
Matt
Graffler, Will Dewey,
Hillary,
Nine p.m. Thursday, November 1st to 5 p.m. Friday, November 2nd. Nardwar the Human Serviette Radio Show's 20-hour, 20-year anniversary interview marathon, presented by CITR 101.9 FM.
Nothing matters when nothing makes sense. So it's sensible to make matters turn to events. I paint my yellow brick road.
But I don't sweat those suckers, cause it ain't my style. I never kiss your ass, cause it ain't my style. So leave me alone, cause you stink like cologne. And don't try to take my sword, cause it's stuck in a stone. And don't stir a soup that can't be stirred. Check lover stays in me like the chrysalis. I can waste suckers, I erode banks. I can call freaky, I just say thanks. I will do my thing, I, that means me. Me, 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 me. But the sucker says, girl says, and the teacher says, Mr. Doodoo says, check it out. Friends out from the door. Unless my skull starts slipping on my expertise, she must be tripping if you think that I can always.
every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Hi, this is Perry from the Templars. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Oi, oi.
My name's Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
Yeah, go Jeff Francis. So welcome to another edition of Folk O.